A French official says there is a strong likelihood that a French citizen was among the Islamic militants who executed an American aid worker. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve announced on Monday that French intelligence experts studied a newly released video from Islamic State militants. The video shows the execution of aid worker Abdul Rahman Kasig. The minister said the experts believe a 22-year-old Frenchman can be seen among images showing the American's head and the beheading of several Syrian soldiers. Officials are trying to learn if a second Frenchman may have taken part. Also, a Welshman, Ahmed Mutana, says one of the other people shown in the video looks like his son, medical student Nasser Mutana. Abdul Rahman Kasig was captured 13 months ago while doing humanitarian work in Syria. He was known as Peter Kasig before accepting Islam during his captivity. The United States confirmed the beheading of the aid worker. He is the third American to be executed in Syria by Islamic State militants. President Barack Obama offered prayers and sympathy to the parents and family of Mr. Kasig. The president condemned the killing, calling it an act of pure evil. The Japanese economy unexpectedly entered a recession between the months of July and September. The recession comes 2 years after Shinzo Abe became Japan's prime minister. Mr. Abe promised to help the economy through public spending and reforms, a plan he called Abenomics. The news of the recession makes it likely that Prime Minister Abe will delay an unpopular sales tax. He also is likely to call general elections 2 years earlier than planned. Economists have predicted the Japanese economy would expand. The economy shrank 7.1% in the period from April through June 2014. News of the recession caused the leading measure of Japanese stock prices to fall nearly 3% on Monday. Australia and China have signed a free trade agreement. The two sides hope the trade agreement will open up markets worth billions of dollars to Australian exporters. The deal was approved after Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke to Australia's parliament. President Xi is only the second Chinese leader to speak to the Australian parliament. He told parliament that his goal is to create a modern socialist country and to double China's national income by 2020. After his speech, Mr. Xi approved the free trade agreement. It is expected to open up markets to Australia farmer exports and the services industry while easing investment in Australia. Scientists reported on Monday that they have given an experimental Ebola vaccine to almost 200 people. The drug company GlaxoSmithKline developed the vaccine. The trials began just over 2 months ago in the United States, Britain, Mali, and Switzerland. The scientists have been testing the experimental drug on healthy volunteers instead of patients infected with the Ebola virus. The experimental vaccine uses a single Ebola virus gene from a chimpanzee virus to activate the body's natural defenses against disease. The World Health Organization says Ebola has infected more than 13,000 people, mainly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. More than 5,000 of them have died from the disease. Words in this story. Militants, noun. People active in trying to cause political change, often by the use of force or violence. Recession, noun. A temporary reduction in economic activity when industries produce less and many workers lose their jobs. Trade, noun. The activity of buying, selling, or exchanging products or services. Vaccine, noun. A substance containing killed or weakened organisms given to a person or animal to produce protection against a disease. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.